Welcome to Reel to Reel with Michelle and Peter. Welcome back to Reel to Reel with Michelle and Peter. I'm Michelle.
I'm Peter.
It has been a while.
It really has.
We have missed you all. We have missed doing that. Summer, we've just been super busy with life and work and some activities.
A lot of landscaping. Grass killing, grass fixing, grass killing again.
The grass has been crazy. Don't make me feel bad about that. If you guys could see it, you'd know. In August, we did go to New Jersey for Monster Mania.
We did.
We planned to be there for the entire weekend.
We did.
We ended up going just the Friday night portion.
The irony was, I think we were 50-50 on Friday, and then we were going to do Saturday and Sunday, and we ended up doing Friday, and then
skipping Saturday and Sunday. It was very unorganized.
On their end.
It was super busy.
Well, I wouldn't say, let's be fair, because we did talk to that volunteer who was very lovely. She was very informative, and there were people there. I think the issue was the beginning, because we had no idea where to be.
I don't think anybody, I mean, I felt like nobody knew where they were supposed to be. And there was literally at least a half a dozen lines in just the portion of the event that were.
So walk through people. Walk through what happened when we got there.
So, well, I mean, we parked in what felt like Guam, because here's this gigantic double tree. Like, so tall, like, so big. Like, how big was it? How many stories do you think it was? It was a lot of floors.
I'd say 20. Meanwhile, we have a double tree here that's like three floors. We were a couple miles away, and we saw this massive complex, and we're like, oh my God, that's it.
Yeah, it was insane.
And everyone was turning into it, and there were people walking too. So people were parked way further away than we were that had been walking.
And I mean, people brought like a bunch of like posters and merch with like boxes of things. Like they planned to be there and like camp and just do their thing and hit as much as they could.
Mm-hmm.
Where we, being a bit green, we'll call it, because who knew? Like, we really didn't have any
brand new. That was my first.
Mine too. So we finally were in a line, and then initially it was kind of the wrong line.
It was the wrong line.
So we scooched over.
Well, it was a line.
Just not the line that we were supposed to be in.
Not for the people we wanted to see.
Mm-mm. So we got into the proper line.
The proper line.
Proper line. And then we got in, and then it was just like sardines, a can of sardines. Like, there were so many people. And again, like I said, lack of organization. No signage was what, I think that's what threw me off most. It's like, you know, you go to a mall even, and there's a directory. It's like, you know where you're going. Here, you were just kind of like, and you're talking to the person in front of you and behind you, and we're all kind of like, are we in the right spot?
So before we even got into the hotel, we had jumped in that line, which turned out to be for the smaller named people,
mm-hmm.
which isn't true either, because I thought they said that the line we were in was for like the WWE people, but then we saw Braun
Strowman,
yeah, next to Jamie Kennedy and Matthew Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
But we're there and we're walking. And we're like, well, this is a line and it's fine. And Michelle's like, oh man, I see people with wristbands. And I'm like, oh man, it's probably just the VIP. But then everybody had a wristband. And then we realized that we were in not the line for the Scream folk. So we go to the other side of the hotel and then we're in a line. And then there's just so many people. On opposite sides of the doorway too. Like, mm-hmm. It was wrapped around both ways. But we go through, because what had happened was you had to go into the hotel
To get your wristband
because for who you're going to see, or just that you had tickets to even stand in the line.
Yeah. Now, let's rewind a little bit, because with this convention, I hate to say half the reason, but the reason why this one was picked was because it was supposed to be Neve Campbell, Skeet Ulrich, Matthew Lillard, and Jamie Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the Scream cast. And I was so excited to just like the four of them. And then Neve dropped out, mm-hmm. due to filming. And they What was it? Who did they? I feel like they replaced her with someone.
Yeah.
But who was it?
David Arquette.
No.
Yes.
Are you sure? Because then Skeet dropped out. And then they were bringing in a, what's her name? Deputy Judy. And then she dropped. And that's when David Arquette came into play.
Oh, okay.
Either way, a lot of cast. And then like half of like the core of reason why this is the convention we picked was dropped out completely.
Mm-hmm.
So my heart kind of hurt a little bit there. And, well, let's just go back into the center where there's chaos now.
Yeah, so when you go into the hotel, it's just mob. There's at least a couple hundred people just jammed into this lobby. And we found out later, at the other side of the hotel, when you go through the lobby, there's merch stands and vendors and whatnot, but we're not there yet. We get into the lobby and we get in another line because we have to get our wristbands, and there's like three lines for wristbands, but the lines are just really disorganized. But whatever, we're walking.
And some of the volunteers were so mean and yelly. Like, they did not love that this is what they chose to volunteer for.
I mean, keep in mind, we found out later that the volunteers are volunteers. Like, they don't get paid for it. There's no guarantee they'll meet any of the celebrities or get any autographs. It's only a potential option if at the end of the last day, the actors feel like sticking around for the volunteers and they're not wearing their Monster Mania uniforms, then they can get pictures and autographs and whatnot.
Yeah.
So we finally, at this point, from parking to getting our wristbands, let's call it 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're good. Now we're ready to stand in some more lines.
Actually, we found a bathroom because my bladder was full.
I mean, that's fair.
Because it's always full.
So the closest line to us that didn't seem the most horrific.
That we didn't know who it was initially.
We didn't know who it was.
We just got into it because it's like, you know what? It's a line.
Yeah, we're going to see everybody. We're going to be sitting in lines for hours. Let's just jump in this line. So we jump in the line. We end up seeing a friend of ours that we knew, random.
It's like, oh, isn't that Jimmy?
That was Jimmy.
And there was Jimmy.
And Jimmy came over and gave hugs. And then it turns out we're in the Jamie Kennedy line.
Jamie Kennedy.
Our line was the Jamie Kennedy experience.
Yes, it was.
So a lot of standing, a lot of waiting. Not as much cosplaying as I would have thought. Like, there was a Deadpool with a mustache that was weird. There was a couple zombies, but few and far between.
We got chased by that gremlin in the little...
Oh, yeah.
Which was fun.
Oh, that's right. There was a gremlin in a go-kart, essentially, that a dude was remote controlling.
Oh, yeah, and little gizmo was, like, affixed to the front of it. Like, yeah. He got hit. It was terrible.
But we're in the Jamie Kennedy line, and we're waiting, and then we finally get into the room that Jamie Kennedy is in. Now, this room, thankfully, is air-conditioned. It's not packed, but it's still, like, I don't know, 40 people ahead of us. What's weird, though, is that to get into this room, two lines are actually diverging, if not three. Because in this small room Were there four?
There was, I can't remember who.
I don't know who the fourth one was.
There was like a writer or director that was in between Jamie and Braun.
Okay.
So Braun was off to the far left. And then there was, can't think of who it was. I'm so sorry we didn't go there, though. Then it was Jamie and then Matthew. And when I said left earlier, I think I meant right.
That's fine. So it's Matthew Lillard, it's Jamie Kennedy, it's Braun Strowman, and The other person. So, but we're in the Jamie Kennedy line. And at one point, you and I were like 6 feet from Matthew Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. We're in the Jamie Kennedy line. So we're waiting in the Jamie Kennedy line. And we're waiting. And at this point, we've been there probably an hour and 45 minutes.
At least.
So, and it's... We just watched Scream. We've seen Scream so many times.
Stop it. I love the original Scream.
And Jamie Kennedy, to me, looks like Jamie Kennedy. But Jamie Kennedy is a person. Matthew Lillard is a person. And age is a thing. And if you haven't seen Mr. Jamie Kennedy in a while, I simultaneously say go Google him and say do not go Google him, because Mr. Kennedy has
he's the older version of himself now.
He's a little ragged, Michelle. I'll say it. He's not coming on the podcast. He looks a little rough. His beard looks a little scraggly, and he's gotten a little crazy. So I'll say it. Michelle didn't say it. I said it. Jamie Kennedy looks rough. Matthew Lillard looks older, but Jamie Kennedy looks rough. Anywho.
Matthew Lillard was so amazing with his fans.
Oh, hang on.
No, like really, okay. Just standing in line while waiting to see Jamie. Like, it was a show within itself watching him interact and engage and, like, you know, singing with everybody. Like, I mean, he was like his own, like, hype man. Like, he had so much fun just interacting. It was adorable.
No, 100%. And there was one girl in a wheelchair that kind of skipped the line that he came over and gave a hug to. And she had like this giant poster board picture of like
the two of them at another convention.
The two of them at another convention that he signed, and it was just super sweet. And it was great. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Kennedy was super friendly.
Yeah.
I'm being just really judgmental in how he looked.
Peter's a little salty.
Well, let's talk about, so we're at his table and it's his business manager / girlfriend / whatever, who's mm-hmm. like taking money. Cause it's what, $30 for a signature, $50 for a picture, whatever it was.
Something.
But you could also spend $100 on a Scream bong.
Pipe. Yeah, it was a bong. It was a water bong.
And a bunch of posters.
I spent $10 on a Bic lighter that had like a Scream sticker on it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh.
So we ended up getting like one of the little 8x10 posters, and we have him sign it. And he's being really friendly, and Michelle brought business cards, but she fangirled and forgot about it.
Totally fangirled.
So I'm like, Michelle, where are the cards for the podcast and whatnot? She's like, ah! And she scrambled. We're talking to him a little bit. And that's when we had asked him. He's like, we're like, hey, we do this podcast. We've had, you know, Ernst Harth on it. We've had Nancy Ann
Ritter.
You know, would you be on it? He's like, yeah, are you guys going to be here this whole weekend? We're like, it's the plan. He's like, well, why don't you come back tomorrow? And in between.
Or DM me.
Or well, he said, come back tomorrow. And, you know, when I've got a break or whatnot, I'll talk to you guys for like 10, 15 minutes.
There's no break at a thing like that, just so you know.
Well, I mean, they're not going to do it straight. Like, mm-hmm. there's going to be an hour, half an hour, et cetera. But I'm like, oh man, this place is crazy. I don't necessarily want to come back, but so if we don't come back, is there a way to get in touch with you? He's like, yeah, just DM me. I'm like, bet, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. Like, how thoughtful, friendly, like, this is awesome.
Super.
So we get out, we go out to the outside because we just want air. And we're looking at the hotel and we see the other lines. And the line for Matthew Lillard, who we were just within 6 feet of,
Wrapped halfway around the hotel.
At least 500, if not 1,000 people.
And David Arquette was on his own floor, and his line was ridiculous, too.
David Arquette's on the mezzanine. It's probably, let's say we got there at 6, it's got to be 8:30 at this point.
Okay, now let's go one other place. Like, let's veer off with this, because Peter has some, like, anxiety issues when it comes to crowds. I do, too. And I felt like we were kind of feeding off of each other. And like with me, it was like kind of just keep your head down, look for your merch, like do what you want to do. Try to forget everybody that's here. With him, it was like, oh my God, I'm pinched. When can we get out of here?
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. If my wings are like clipped, I'm uncomfortable. I'm not a fan. I just want some space.
And in a place like that. With the way that it is, there is no space. Like, you're making friends fast, whether you want to or not.
Not to mention the hotel's a maze.
Yeah, it really was.
With, like, the velvet ropes that you skipped over. Like, it wasn't even for anything. The guy just wanted to, like, scan a barcode that you didn't even know you had.
I was just trying to avoid extra people, which is so funny, because it's like, oh my God, like, I'm not going that way.
I mean, and the rope didn't even like quarantine off an area. Like,
no, not
so Michelle
at all.
Just walked right by it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll
wait,
talk
where,
to the guy.
Hello, where's your signage, Monster Mania? Where's your signage? Tell me where you want me to go. If you don't, I'm going my own way. I can't help it.
So we're looking at the lines and we're like, all right, which line do you want to go stand in for 3 hours? hint, hint. And she's like, ah, I don't know if I can do it. I'm like, oh man, that would be awful. Okay, if you don't want to.
Like, I think I would have, but I was trying to take Peter into consideration, and he didn't want to, but he was kind of like, let's do this if we're gonna.
I could have just come back for you.
I couldn't have been left there alone. I couldn't have been.
I'm just saying, you're trying to be like, well, you know, I want to take Peter into consideration. Let's go 50-50.
That's what I just said, though.
Kind of.
It was like, you know, I was trying to think about your feelings, and you were trying to think about mine, but you could just tell, like, your fingers crossed, like, wish. Let's go.
Yeah, we were there, and it was like, it was just too much.
And then...
And it was so hot in there.
It was super hot.
And there was no social distancing. Everyone's sweating and like... Ugh.
It was kind of a gross thing.
It was a super gross thing.
Like, I either want to go to one that's super well organized in the future or one super close to home that I don't feel bad that we're like how many hours away?
This is going to shock you and potentially our listeners, but I'm not a rave guy. Being pinned in with like 1,000 people just like gross and sweating. Not
a fan.
Not something for me.
Well, so our experience at this convention was short.
It was.
I got some cool merch.
We did go back in. We avoided lines for the most part and we saw some stuff. I was a little disappointed with some of the merch. It was similar to like when we went to Salem. And it was all like
Harry Potter
and Patriots yeah. And like might even been some like South Park and Family Guy stuff. Like it's just so commercialized. And obviously it's all movie stuff, but it was kitschy.
Yeah.
Schlocky.
So a hotel we stayed at, I'm not going to mention any names. Kind of sucked a lot. As soon as we checked in, because we got into town, we checked in before we went to the convention.
Mm-hmm.
The first room we went to, it was, like, broken. It was bad.
There's some issues.
I was like, Peter, we can't stay in here. I'm like, oh, my God. So we went back down to the front desk after Peter took some pictures of, like, you know, broken things. And
yeah, after the fourth, all right, well, this isn't that bad. It's like, all right, well, this is starting to add up.
But it smelled. That was the worst part. It just smelled.
You can't take a picture. You can't take a picture of a smell.
No, there is no. So we did get another room and it was much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't even go back to the hotel when we left the convention. It was just like,
no, we went to go get food.
Let's go get eats. And
watch Green Bay lose.
Yeah.
It was preseason, but it's okay. It's just only preseason. That doesn't mean anything.
Didn't they lose today to the Lions?
Bills lost to the Jets.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yay, Steve.
Yeah.
Poor Carl. Yay, Steve.
Shout out to Steve.
So we finally find something that isn't a Dunkin'.
Yeah, because we did pre-convention Dunkin', because we're a couple yokels from New York.
And I mean, it was all right.
It wasn't bad.
But the funny thing was that behind the restaurant we were at, and in front of the restaurant we were at, were also two other hotels that we had options of staying at, but
we're way nicer and way closer.
But I didn't realize that from like when I was kind of, I don't want to say MapQuest because that wasn't it, but like Googling it, it was like
trip planning.
Like this, the one that we were at basically said we were the closest. It was a lie and it was gross. People, do your research if you're going away.
So we go back to the hotel, we go to sleep. And we're like, all right, let's go back. Let's go home. Saturday.
We did not go to sleep. One of us had a terrible stomach bout. There was no way we were staying another day, period. It was a really rough night. And it was like, let's just get out of here. Like, you know, unfortunately, we spent money on the 3-day. We got the one in. It wasn't what we wanted out of it. But let's move on. So we were going to go to Red Bank from there, New Jersey.
What's in Red Bank, New Jersey?
Well, we wanted to go check out the new Secret Stash.
That's right.
Because Kevin Smith, his comic book shop, like, moved down the way.
And last time we were there was for the documentary premiere.
Yes, absolutely. But it's like, we went.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's like twice the price.
Mm-hmm. Why was everything twice the price?
Oh, because of location.
Nope. Why else?
Because I had to pay for the new storefront. Why?
Because one day or one week, Mr. Kevin Smith spent hours and hours and hours signing everything.
Yeah.
Everything had the Kevin Smith signature.
That's very true. But I mean, there are things that I still have here at home that we got last time we were there.
Wasn't there like a $15 or $20 magnet?
Yeah.
That he signed?
Yeah. But it's like everything was at least double, if not triple price that I bought it from when we went. What, 5 years ago?
Probably.
4 years ago or something. Like, it's like, oh my God. And that didn't have a signature on it.
Mm-mm.
So it's like, wow, okay.
Inflation, fam.
But it is somehow nestled in a better part of the same street, which is crazy.
Was it?
Well, I mean, there were different kinds of stores down there. Like, wasn't there like a like super high end like jewelry spot or something down there?
Oh, there was a Tiffany's and a Rolex store.
Yeah, so I mean, you know,
in a town that looked like, I don't know, it looked super plain. Like, it looked like any small
USA,
town.
Yeah,
any town. USA. Except there was a Tiffany's and a Rolex store,
and then a giant like Secret Stash comic book store
and a dope donut place.
Oh, what was it called?
Just One Bite.
Once
Bitten, something.
Something.
It's on Instagram.
It is on Instagram.
We'll probably put up some more pictures.
But that was a lot of fun. I mean, you
once
know.
Once Bitten? I don't remember.
I feel like it's Once Bitten. But it doesn't matter. The donut was good. We mm-hmm. moved on.
And then we left.
Well, we didn't really leave. And actually, it was, I feel like it was, the donut thing was the last thing we did. So in between, we're in the overpriced comic book shop now with Kevin Smith's signature on everything and the tasty donut. There was, let's go walk down by the marina.
Okay, so the town is right on a river's edge. And it was a beautiful day and, you know, let's go take a walk by the water. There's people, there's a little park, there's docks and like yachts and whatnot.
And like, we're going to be stuck in the car again before we come back home. So right? Let's, you know, stretch the legs.
Yeah, let's just go take a walk down to the water. Let's interact with
nature
and the people of Red Bank.
Oh. So off we go down to the marina. Well, this looks like a good spot. The water lapping up against the edge, you know. There's a family of like 8, like how many, like 4 or 5 feet away from us. And they're crab fishing?
Crabbing.
They're crabbing. Okay.
There's string and water. I have no idea. I'm curious. We're watching. It's like the smallest crab cages I've ever seen, only because I've only seen it from Deadliest Catch.
Oh, yeah.
And so we talk to the person for a second, like, oh, what do you, you know, what are you fishing for? They're like, crab. And then, yeah, that was
it. Huge mistake. Okay. You can't make nice with people anywhere you go, because let's talk about what happened. We got splashed.
Well, I mean, so some water got on us. It's not that big of a deal.
It was raw turkey leg water.
Oh, that's right. Because the bait they were using were raw turkey legs.
Turkey legs.
When they pulled the cage out, they threw it back in the water. And
but they had to come closer to us when we did it because somebody had to engage with them and ask what they were doing. Let me get closer to you. Who got like raw turkey water in their like eyeball? This girl. Come on.
I did have a couple
let's go down by the water, he said. It'll be fun, he said.
You know, you just can't make some people happy.
So, needless to say, back to the little town. Where's that pink box donut spot?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get some donuts that are way overpriced, but super good, but way overpriced. Sat on a swing. Picture was taken. Let's go back to the car. Let's get
home.
It was
a super cute picture.
It was a super cute picture, and they were super good donuts.
Super good.
But that was like, and then we were home. We didn't go anywhere else.
No.
Except for the scary gas station at the end.
But
mm-hmm.
What did we do all those hours it took to get home?
Oh, we listened to Jamie Kennedy's podcast.
We did, because Jamie Kennedy has a podcast, and we had no idea. And when we talked about podcasts, he's like, oh, do you listen to mine? And we're like, we had no idea you had one.
No idea.
What did you think of Jamie Kennedy's podcast?
Jamie Kennedy's a wild card. I mean, he's very interesting. He shoots from the hip. Like,
very interesting. Like, very opinionated.
If he's got something to say, he's not afraid to say it.
100%. Zero fucks given.
Mm-mm, and I appreciate that.
Is it? Do you?
I do, because like even here, even like with us, when we do this or when we do the other thing we're doing, I find that I kind of censor myself because I don't want to like say lots of bad words or offend anyone or. Where he didn't care, he was saying whatever. And like, rock on. I want to be like that, but not, because that's not me. But
I mean, it's kind of you.
Not on air. Not on air.
Putting on airs on air.
Exactly.
So then we got home. And so concluded our first horror convention.
Now, within 24 hours, a message was written and sent to Mr. Jamie Kennedy. And it's still unread in his DM.
To date, 8 weeks later. Now, Michelle.
Yes, Peter.
Who would you say you are most regretful not to have met at our Monster Mania trip? Don't steal my answer. Don't you goddamn dare steal my answer. I see you laughing.
You know, honestly, I wish that... the line wasn't obnoxious and we could hop back in for Matthew Lillard. That's me. That's my thing. David Arquette would have been fun because those, again, the Scream cast is why I honestly wanted to go. But Peter, who did you really, really want to see when we were there? That you wanted to leave me in a line to go find your own line?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that you wanted to see?
You know, it would have been fun, Michelle.
What, Peter?
Would be who, Peter?
You said what?
I'll edit that out.
No, leave it as it is. Let's go.
I would have loved to have seen the one and only Mr. Gary Busey.
Well, I think you had to be like immediate for that, because from what I read shortly after our return home, he was removed from said convention.
What?
Yeah.
I bet you, what was it? The fans got unruly?
Oh, yeah, that was absolutely it. You know what happened.
For people that don't know what happened, feel free to Google Gary Busey, New Jersey Monster Mania Convention. Essentially was...
He's wicked bad.
He may have been a bit touchy, touchy-feely with some of his fans that were not fans of that at all. Oh, Gary Busey, how long does brain injury take to heal?
Never.
That was a Greg Giraldo joke.
So yeah, that was you missing out there.
It was an adventure.
It was an adventure. Again, I wanted, once upon a time ago, back when I worked like every single weekend of my life, we had like a Scarecon at the Turing Stone Casino, which is like, what, 40 minutes from us?
Give or take.
Every year, I wanted to go. Every year, I had to work. Finally, when I stopped working said job where I was at work every weekend, they moved it up to, is it Buffalo? Niagara Falls.
I think so. A lot of stuff goes to Niagara Falls now.
Like, they just moved it right up there. Like, I finally had, like, you know, a year off where it's like I wouldn't have to beg for this time to be scheduled off that I wouldn't get. So ridiculous. I mean, if it came back to Syracuse, I'd like to go. If it went back to the Turning Stone, I'd like for us to give it a whirl again.
The Turning Stone.
The Turning Stone. We've completely kind of revamped our studio yet again.
Yeah, it's
we're trying to just find a good spot, a good sound quality, so...
Well, what was the main reason for the revamping?
Oh, okay, so we've started to do this little thing where we're doing watch parties on Twitch, so everybody can come join us and watch with us, and we can interact and hopefully watch something that we like or we can laugh about at least.
What do you think of it so far?
Well, the first two live streams we did were Was it two or three that we did were episodes of them that we boycotted?
You did two. I started it alone. And then did the, and then we did, I did three. So I did the first episode alone. You joined me for two. Then we did three. And then
we had to abandon it.
Yeah. Apparently that show gets super, super, bad.
Graphic. It's graphic.
Graphic. And
like, look, I just, I didn't want anybody to like innocently come sit with us. To like, hey, let me hang out with them and then have like some terrible trigger happen because like the content was just so dark and just like off, like just awful.
Yeah.
So after we abandoned them, we did
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Which I'd never seen. It was nice that we had some friends and fans and whatnot, some followers join us and talk to us while we were watching.
I am getting over a cold, so I've been doing a little extra sleeping.
According to multiple tests, a non-COVID cold, which is always nice.
Well, I mean, it's cold and flu season. They're going to happen. But I've been doing some extra sleeping. So this past week, when Peter went live with it, he watched the original Hellraiser.
And you were asked about, where's Michelle?
Sleeping.
I don't know what I thought Hellraiser was going to be, but it certainly was not what I watched.
Look, again, not a giant fan of the franchise. I love the way Pinhead looks.
He was such a nothing character, though. He had like four lines. The movie absolutely didn't center around him. I thought, like, the one guy said, I don't know if I was going to name him, but I thought it was like a Michael Myers thing. Like this dude comes out from hell and like terrorizes people. Like, nah,
No.
And it was all like BDSM and unnecessary, gratuitous and like gooey half zombie fingers and mouths. And yeah, it was, and like dudes like getting catfished sort of and going to this like crack den for sex and like nobody having any issues with this dilapidated, soon to be condemned house. And they're just like, oh man, where should I put my jacket so we can get to it? Like, how do you not smell the mold on the walls? There's newspapers covering the windows. Like they get to the house and the kitchen is just covered with like maggots and trash. And then the phone rings. The guy's like, who the hell is this? And it's the dude's daughter. And she's like, hey, you guys made it. And he's like, hey, you know, you should come check out this house. Like, dude, what, why would you want to A, tell people you're there and B, have your daughter come hang out at this house?
It was not a great experience for him. I think the last time I watched it was like 3 years ago or so with a friend of mine named Daniela. And I forgot how not good the movie was. Again,
so good.
I love the look of Pinhead. Again, I've done like at least four dolls of that character, like baby style.
When you say the look of Pinhead, I assume you just mean the nails in the head.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because you know what the rest of them looked like?
Yeah.
What did the rest of them look like?
It was just covered in just like leather and just...
Except for like... Yeah. Can you describe to people what you just did?
No, I can do that. I'm not going to.
Yeah, let's talk about how it's not even leather. It's like electrical tape and it's like missing over the chest and there's like fake white skin showing, but it's all like red and bloody, like his nipples got cut off. Like, because it's all this weird. It was not the movie I was expecting.
So we're going to pick a lot better for the next one, I hope.
And
oh no, and
there's like 12 of them.
Yeah, no, we're not doing each of them. We're not.
So join us this Thursday as we do Hellraiser 2 live on Twitch.
Lying.
Through Amazon Prime.
Yes, you do have to have a Prime account to join us for Twitch if you actually want to watch it in sync with us in the watch party.
Yes, it is a lot of fun though. So we have, by doing it through Twitch, we have complete access to the Amazon Prime library. All you need to do is log in with your Twitch account, log on to Twitch with your account, and then sync it with your Amazon Prime. Follow us on Twitch at RTR with Michelle and Peter, and come join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the movie of the week, where you'll watch us in our new studio just talking and either making fun of the movie, being horrified by the movie. I've literally jumped at every movie I've watched because I think there was a jump scare in Rocky Horror. There was one in Hellraiser. And it wasn't even a jump scare. It was a fake jump scare. Something just like fell and I jumped, which I was glad you weren't there for that because I'm like, she would have made fun of me.
I totally would have made fun of you. We did watch The Midnight Club recently.
We did.
It was so good.
It was.
Like another Mike Flanagan, like just, he's so good.
He's moved on though. It's like, it's less scary and more heart-wrenching.
He's a good storyteller is what he is.
He's an emotionally abusive bully that it just
makes you want to cry.
Yeah. Like, oh, hey Netflix, I've got this new horror idea. I'm going to call it The Midnight Club. Oh shit, Mike, what's that about? Yeah, it's a bunch of terminally ill kids that tell stories to try to deal with the fact that they're going to die.
It was so good.
What?
It was so good. I you know,
we still have to watch Sandman.
Yeah. We did watch Halloween Ends.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, because Michelle and her bestie, Anthony, hello, Anthony.
Hello, Anthony.
Are big fans of the Scream franchise and big fans of the Halloween franchise, and I am not at their level of fandom, so I will make a few jokes here and there. So Halloween Ends. Now,
you can make all the jokes you want about that one.
Halloween has ended before, hasn't it?
A couple of times, depending on who's doing it.
So, spoiler alert, because I'm going to talk about the ending of Halloween Kills. So if you want to fast forward, maybe like...
Kills or Ends?
Ends, excuse me. Okay. If you want to fast forward, maybe like 60 seconds, because I'm going to go into some detail here. In 5, 4, 3, 2, Michael Myers was essentially shredded, right?
Yeah.
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 So he's dead and gone, right?
Yes.
Remember when he was decapitated?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they said... And it wasn't
him.
Do you remember when they said that when David Gordon Greer was doing this set of Halloween, it picked up right after the very first 1978 Halloween? You're supposed to ignore everything else that happened by everybody else who did it.
Cool. So the next Halloween is going to ignore this. It's like Batman. The Batman trilogy isn't the Christopher Nolan trilogy isn't canon. There's a new Batman every other year, telling the same story or a variation of the story. There's going to be, I will put money on the fact that there's another Halloween movie made. What are we, 2022? Before 2025.
I honestly, I...
No. Do you want to take that bet?
I'm not going to take the bet.
So you're saying you hope not. So you think there won't be, or you think there will be?
I'm saying I hope not, because you know what? Let this horror icon die and move over and make room for something new.
What do you think the title is going to be? Halloween Rebirth?
I don't know. I don't want it to be. I don't want it. I don't want to think it. I don't want it.
Halloween Rising.
That's dumb.
They're all dumb.
All I know is, like, hi. Let's let Art the Clown shine and continue to shine.
Art the Clown? Who's that?
Oh my God, the Terrifier franchise?
Is it a franchise if there's two?
The third one's in the making.
I heard the second one's terrifying. No pun intended. It's, easy, girl.
It's bloody disgusting. See what I did there? No, like, so good. So good. The kills, like, just...
Wait, you saw the second one? When'd you see the second one?
I told you Anthony sent me the link, and I asked if you wanted to watch it, and you're like, no, if you restart it.
Oh. All right, send me the link. I'll watch it without you.
Oh, no. I'll totally watch it again.
Yeah, I'll just watch it alone.
I don't want you to watch it alone. I want to watch it with you. It was so good. Like, I laughed in spots. I'm not supposed to laugh, but I do, because I'm kind of twisted.
Will I like it?
I think you're going to be like, oh, Jesus Christ. I think you'll like it.
Do that impression again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You'll like it. I mean, it was a gross movie. Like, I don't know. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with it. I wish we saw it in the theaters. You can watch it on like Streamly or something right now if you have an account with them. We don't. We got so many accounts, it's not even funny. But yeah, we can like watch it on Streamly in its entirety.
What's Streamly?
It's another streaming service.
Okay, so it's legit on Streamly?
Yes, okay. It is. Because I don't think it's anywhere where we can rent it yet or anything.
Okay.
Barbarian that we went to see.
That's on HBO Max already.
It is, like, already.
It wasn't bad. It could have been a lot better. Because we saw that in theater.
We saw that because it was a toss-up between that and Smile, which we still haven't seen. But I think that's going to be on Peacock or HBO or something on come the 14th. And the 18th, Nope. Drop somewhere.
Are you guys a horror podcast? No.
No, not at all. We just like to talk about movies and stuff. But here we are. This girl likes horror.
Yeah, she does.
I'm not going to lie. I do. I'm that person where a nice bedtime story for me is a nice true crime like podcast.
Yeah, you go to bed listening to some crazy things.
I do. I'm not mad at myself for it. It's interesting.
And then they found the head in a suitcase at his mother's house. Honey, are you awake? And the blood stains were covered everywhere. Couldn't be happier. Fast asleep.
Fast asleep. I've got this whole like watch later list. So it's like, just let it play. And like, I catch what I catch. One of my favorites, like total shout out to Kendall Ray. I love listening to her. And then she's got a podcast with her husband, the Mile Higher podcast, where they just talk true crime and stuff too. Like, I love listening. Oh, and he actually has another podcast of his own called Lights Out. Needless to say, I love listening to this couple individually or together. They are so much fun. Like, their topics are right up my alley if you like the dark and the twisty. Like, definitely find them, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, wherever. Lights Out, Mile Higher, and Kendall Ray.
I don't know.
I enjoy them. Were you going to say something?
We got to figure out what we're watching on Thursday.
We do. Actually, we need to figure out what we're watching like on every Thursday. So if anybody has any requests that are available on Amazon Prime, send them our way. We'll
keep in mind they have to be available included in Amazon Prime. A buddy of ours had recommended Phantasm on the Facebook page, but unfortunately it's not included in Prime.
And honestly,
I'm thinking Children of the Corn.
I'm kind of a sleepy bear, so if we can keep it like around like that 90 minute mark. Like I can't do like a 2.5 hour movie on a Thursday evening. Can't. So we can keep it around an hour and a half. That's good.
No, that works for you?
It works for me. It doesn't even have to necessarily be horror, even though I like horror. I like thriller, mystery, you know. I mean, I'm not looking for chick flicks. Like, I want action. I want, like, the heart racing. I want edge of the seat. Yes, like.
Easy, lady.
Sorry.
Edge of your seat. A Terrifier 2, one of the most terrifying movies to come out in
and
years.
I'm laughing.
And then I laughed and I laughed.
I did. I can't help.
Help.
Again, like I said, end of a cold. Sorry, everybody. What else do we have going on? New setup, new movie streaming watch party.
We got some stuff.
Holidays are like right here. Like, holy cow, it's almost the end of the year. We're almost Thanksgiving. We do hope everyone does not make themselves crazy with preparations and plans, and they just enjoy everything with the people that they love around them. Like, no need to go mad. And remember, Thanksgiving night is a great night to go to the movies, break away from the family.
That's true. And this football season's been atrocious.
Atrocious.
So come hang out with us.
Always hang out with us.
Yeah. Let's see. Some special announcements. Let's congratulate our littlest brother who graduated, has his master's.
Not only has he graduated and has his master's, he's also very recently engaged. So congratulations to both Andrew and Jessica.
Did that happen after our finale?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't really finale. We just kind of faded.
Well.
So, like, welcome back off season two. Hi. let's see.
That's my partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Special shout out to dear friend of the show, Mr. C. Ernst Harth, who is undergoing some medical stuff.
We wish him a very, very
speedy recovery.
And he is absolutely, yes, in our thoughts. And we can't wait to hear updates on how well he's doing.
Can't wait to have him back on the program because he was just so amazing to talk to.
He was wonderful.
So thoughts out to him and his family.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that it? Are we caught up?
I think we're caught up. I mean, again, like it was a very busy season, but I mean, like, we've been working. Like, that's
And killing grass.
And Halloween. Like, we had...
Oh, my God. Halloween. Oh, the Halloween party.
It wasn't a party. We had a few... We had family...
The Halloween event.
We had a couple of family members and a few co-workers over to watch a couple movies on Halloween.
Fair.
It wasn't like our parties like we've done, because those have been ridiculously...
No. I'm just saying the event.
It was a nice night, and the rain held off for the most part until we got to the third movie.
You haven't even said what we've done, though.
Which part? We watched three movies.
Yeah.
We grilled some hot dogs.
Where'd we watch them?
In the backyard. No big deal.
You are just burying the lead on this.
I know, I'm the worst. Okay, so we got, was it a 20-foot screen?
Gigantic.
Inflatable. Projector. Had like some speaker set up. And then
we turned our backyard into a drive-in.
Without the car.
Without the cars. It was chairs.
Bring your own, because I only have a few outdoor jerseys.
And what did we do? We did...
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did The Monster Squad from 1987. Which is a great gateway into horror movie for anyone little.
Did not age well.
Did not age well, but let me say this. Our son Owen and his girlfriend Zyra actually just recently got me a live streamed autograph from Andre Gower and Ryan Lambert. From that movie. So that was a lot of fun. So,
and what was the third movie?
Scream. Of course it was Scream.
And of course, during the bathroom scene, we had to take some pictures and send them to our friend Nancy Ann Ritter, who was 20 feet tall in our backyard.
Absolutely. She looked fabulous.
So if you follow her on Facebook, I think she said she posted the pictures.
She's a fun girl.
Who's now, look for her, because she's doing the convention circuit. She's been in a couple different places.
Mm-hmm. She's actually been doing a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see her, you will see her with her original girl in bathroom doll.
Breathless Beauty original.
Let's see. What else?
I think that's it.
Halloween itself was crazy in our neighborhood, though. Oh, my gosh.
That's how it rolled in because
I wasn't even thinking about like us watching a couple movies. I was thinking about Halloween itself.
Well, because then we took the projector and we were playing Hotel Transylvania against the house.
Absolutely. I've got...
For the 1,000 kids that came on the street. Now, you're listening to me say that, and you're like, oh, that guy, he's exaggerating because it just seemed like a lot.
We don't exaggerate when it comes to how many treaters hit our street.
It's nuts. One of our neighbors has a counter. And
they were at 1,082 when they ran out of candy.
I'm not going to lie. We have had some lower years, some lower counts because of COVID. So we had a bunch of candy, but we probably only had enough for like 600.
We were very poorly prepared.
Because it started at 5. We were out by 7. And we tore down everything so fast and got the hell out of there, turned off the lights and ran inside because we were going to get...
It was so sad getting swarmed from both sides of the driveway with the empty candy. It's like,
how would you know? You watched from afar.
I've done look this at that all smile alone before so many
she
times.
She literally fed me to the wolves. It was like going to a petting zoo. I had my bucket of candy and I'm like trying to throw it at these kids and they're just coming and coming. And I'm like, oh, that's it. And you just hear this collective, aw, except for the one kid. I'm like, no, I've got one piece left. And I threw it to him. And he was like, nice. And then we ran.
Nice.
Like, ripped the speakers down, grabbed the projector. I pushed Michelle out of the way.
Shoved me sorry down about right that. To the ground. No, kidding.
Every person for your... All right, yeah, I'm not sorry. Every person for themselves.
He didn't do it.
Turned the light off, locked the door, and hid.
I will say, it still, for the next couple of hours, we still had, like, random footsteps on our porch and, like, them, like, ringing the doorbell.
It was like...
Like, it was dark, with the exception of...
It was like The Purge.
It felt terrible. It felt terrible. It's like, oh my God.
Should I answer their door? No, they'll go away.
It was just crazy. But yeah, we love Halloween here. We love Halloween.
Does that one have candy? All right, make sure you write down the address. We'll be back.
Yeah, right. So we definitely have to be better prepared come next year.
There's no better prepared because it's going to be more and more. So, yeah, Halloween.
Halloween.
Another one in the books.
Another one in the books. Can't wait for the next one.
The movie?
No. The Holiday on Our Street.
Oh my God. All right. That's it for me. You got anything else?
No. Thank you for waiting for our return.
I thought you were thinking me.
Yeah. Thank you for sitting with me, Peter, as always.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you know, we love to chat. We chat all the time.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for helping me with this new setup, new getup. And we do hope to see everybody on Thursday nights with us for our live streams.
Where was that again?
I was at Twitch. Linked up with your Amazon account.
At RTR with Michelle and Peter.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the Facebook page and the Facebook discussion page. Also at RTR with Michelle and Peter, although it might be actually Reel to Reel.
It might be for Facebook. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's Instagram. So find us on all the social medias. Come interact with us. Come chat with us. And then come see us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we watch movies, laugh. Michelle falls asleep. I jump. And I go in tirades about stupid people going to broken down houses. Like, it's not a big deal, even though that house had to smell and nobody acknowledged the smell.
And let us know what you would like to watch with us.
So frustrating.
So he's got another movie to go off on because, you know, it can't hold on to this one forever.
Hold on to it for another 4 days.
4 days. We've got 4 days. Beautiful. But yeah, again,
literally.
Thank you for rejoining us. Thank you for being patient in our absence. We hope everybody had a great end of summer, early fall, and we will talk to you soon. Is that anything else for you? Okay. Say goodbye, Peter. Don't do the Gracie thing. Don't do the goodnight Gracie thing.
Did you forget your sign off already?
What's my sign off?
So I'll do it?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Until next time, gang.
Bye.
Bye.